what I see is that we have a problem that our Attorney General, Ministry of Justice, the Attorney General's office, what our in chief subsequent presidents is to really check the character of who they appoint as Attorney General of the country. Because if you want to protect our democracy and the rule of law, you must be very circumspect in who you appoint as your Attorney General. Because he's number one enforcer of the law. And all ethics of the legal system, he's the leader of that. So if you appoint a crooked person, a rogue who doesn't play by the rules, a gangster, and he comes and takes that position, then you can be very assured that innocent people, men with integrity, will all be sent to jail. You either join them to pillage and run the country down, capture the whole country, or they send you to jail. And most Ghanaians, a lot of people who are in this, other institutions, they have no choice than to join them. So you can see that almost all the our institutions have been captured. They have been cowed into silence. We only have a few men of integrity who are still in the state institutions, who are still trying to follow the rule of law and to protect this national democracy of ours. But if it were left to these people in government, there would be nothing left for Ghanaians. So it's very, very important that when it is time for us to go and vote on December 7th, Ghanaians who want to protect this democracy and want to give the third independence to Ghana. And I always say we need to fight for third independence because the first independence was secured by Kenya. And the second independence was secured by the late pilot and the warriors. And we are now going for a third independence. And that must be done by John Dramani now. And we need Ghanaians to support him with that. Because we need to get into this country of independence. The country has not gone down. We have very few men of integrity still in the judiciary. So we need to rescue this country. This country, we are independent. The third independence.